Greg Ehrenberg here with Ben Ross for another breakfast menu show. And yesterday I made my debut when we were talking about the Thursday night game. Today we're going over the Sunday night football slate. And there aren't really many player props out at the time we're recording, but I know that Ben is keeping his eye on that. But also, this show is sponsored by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays. And there's a couple ways you could really take advantage of the partnership that we have with BetMGM. One of them is if you make a deposit of at least $10 using the link in the video description, that will get you 3 free months of Osmo Plus Platinum. Also, new customers can start with a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 upon first deposit. Those are great deals that you should be taking advantage of. But first, Ben, what are some things that we could look at to make some money over at BetMGM on Sunday?
No doubt. Yeah, so we got a full slate of games. Obviously, there are a couple days between now and then, so these lines can and will change. Want to try to jump on it, grab the value. I'm going to start things off with seemingly how I start off every single show, which is backing the Cleveland Browns. And this is spread right off the bat. I want to say it's -3.5 right now. I do think, and it's -105. I wouldn't mind waiting a little bit because I think there's a better chance that it ticks to 3 than 4. And I think if you get 3, that's a huge difference. If I had to take 3.5, I would. Feel pretty confident with the Browns here. They get another home game. Pittsburgh comes in. And to me, this is just a team that I can't think of anyone that's going to benefit more from having played on a Thursday. They needed the extra rest. The team is so injured, and it looks like a lot of these guys are coming back potentially. You've got Baker, who's practicing. The tackles, who I think actually might be more important than who's ever playing quarterback. You've got Nick Chubb. All of these guys look like they're trending upward. If the Browns are getting multiple starters back offensively, I think they have the distinct advantage over a Pittsburgh team that I just really don't believe in. They've been average at best on defense. Big Ben is always hurt. It's just not a very good football team. So I look at Cleveland. I think they're on the upswing. They had a much needed win against the Broncos. I will lay the points, preferably 3, but even if it's 3.5, I'm going to back Cleveland once again at home.
Yeah, and then also don't forget, as banged up as the offense has been, the defense has been healthy, and that's really one of the better defenses in the NFL. So I do like them going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers offense that Ben Roethlisberger is looking pretty washed, and strong front 7 for the Cleveland Browns, certainly something I think they could take advantage of. I'm looking a little bit elsewhere, and that is the under for the Bengals-Jets game. That could be found under 43 points, and Zach Wilson, who has had definitely his struggles so far this year. He's still a talented quarterback. There's a reason he was drafted highly in the draft, but he is going to be out for an undetermined amount of time. Mike White is expected to start a quarterback for the Jets. And here's how the Jets feel about Mike White as a quarterback. They went and traded actual draft capital for Joe Flacco during the week, which we can't have that many strong conclusions about Mike White. He's 26 years old. He's hardly played in the NFL. During his time on the field last week, he actually wasn't too terrible. 32 pass attempts, 202 yards. Did turn the ball over a couple of times. But I do think we have to look at this Jets offense against the Bengals and just think they're going to be really conservative and probably not be opening up the playbook trying to throw the ball downfield with Mike White. So I think this should be a run-heavy attack by the Jets. I think the Bengals should win pretty comfortably, and they're going to be running the ball out a lot in the second half, fourth quarter in particular. So I think this should be a lower-scoring game. So give me under 43 points, Jets-Bengals.
So that's what I can get behind. I believe our sports betting model also is in line with you there. It's identified that as a potential value, and it makes sense. The Jets, you really don't want this guy turning the ball over. You want to be methodical. And I honestly think, I'm not going to say anything crazy. I'm not going to say the Jets are going to win the game. But coming off a Super Bowl-esque win against the Ravens, everybody is talking the Bengals up. Now they go on the road. I don't think it's the best spot. I think talent will win out, and they will win the game. But I'll tell you what, if I had to take a side here, if you're going to give me north of 10, I honestly think I might take the points in that game. We will talk about that Sunday morning, 9 Eastern. No reason not to get in there. Awesome Odds Channel. We're breaking down all the spreads and props. Some of the prop lines aren't out, Greg, but there's one guy that I want to throw out here right now just to keep an eye on. One of the spots last week that I hit really hard in the prop world was Damian Harris. I really liked him against the Jets. He was on fire, and they geared down late because the game was so in hand. He could have had just an absolutely massive output if it wasn't for the lopsided score in the New England game. I really like him once again here. He draws a Chargers team that I really don't respect at all in terms of stopping the run, and the numbers bear it out. They're giving up 5.4 yards per rushing attempt. That's 32nd in the NFL. There's only 32 teams, so that gives you an indication of what we're dealing with. Damian Harris, when he gets the work, Really, really efficient, and obviously can rack up the yards. He's not a pass catcher. He had 14 carries for 106 yards against the Jets. If you're going to give me north of that, I think we could have a reasonable output once again. So if his prop falls in like the 70 range, something like that, I am going to be hitting the over. Keep an eye out for Damian Harris's rushing prop this week.
And if you go to our NFL projected stats page over on awesomo.com, we do have Damian Harris projected for north of 16 carries this week, and we haven't projected more likely to score a touchdown this week than to not score a touchdown. All that information, stuff you can find over at awesomo.com. And also don't forget, if you are a new user over at BetMGM, use the link in the description box below where you could win some money over on BetMGM. Make your first deposit, make a bet, you get 3 free months of Awesomo Plus. And don't forget also, that could come with a free bet of up to $1,000. All great stuff to take advantage of. Good luck this weekend.